Okay. Okay, everyone, sorry. So today we'll have shiur 132:30. Tomorrow, so we have like this. Probably from 9:30 to 10:30 we have shiur. Somewhere in this vicinity. I don't know if it'll be here, it'll be in the class, so I don't know. And so half an hour of that slot will be the Chumash Brachos shiur. And then the other half an hour will be, we'll see, you know, Sukkah, whatever, however it'll work out. Okay, and then at 10:30 or a little bit before, I'm going to be giving a shiur from 10:30 to 11:30, Bez Hashem, in the Gluck building, room 307, which you're welcome to come to. In Yechola B'Yom Kippurim. And there'll be a special packet for that with a supplement as well. And, So, you know, you don't know who's gonna, how many people show for that. You don't know. So I made 40. Whatever it is. Okay. So today, I'd like to continue Tassavol Menasseh. So let's just review what we have been talking about. We were discussing a machlokas in the Rishonim, whether if a person builds a sukkah inside a house, so obviously that's psul d'oraisa. A person builds a sukkah inside a house and then removes the rooftop. So is the sukkah kosher or not? Is the sukkah kosher or not? So, so this was a machlokas between Rabbeinu Wat, Baruch of Regensburg. He says it's possible. Hasav lo menasseh. Because when you built the sukkah, it was possible. It was inside the house. So then even though you're removing the rooftop, it doesn't matter. Because the asiyas ha-sukkah was b'psul. So now you're rectifying it de facto l'mafreya by taking away the rooftop. But what is that going to do? So that's going to make it that it's kosher, but now there's no asiyah. So he says, so if you want to make the sukkah kosher, you're going to have to be magbiyah the schach. Okay, so that is the and the Rabbi Yitzchok Halavan disagrees, and he says no. Yitzchok Halavan says that lemaisa your sukkah is a good sukkah. I mean, obviously it's a posel d'oraisa sukkah, but that's only external. The sukkah itself, you know, is a good sukkah. So therefore, if afterwards you take the ceiling off, so it doesn't matter. It's okay, because the psul is external. It's not like you have a elon, you're using the elon for your schach, but you bent the tree onto the walls. And the whole schach is just the elon. So that's a psul be'etzim, which is mechuba l'karka. So that's a psul be'etzim. So even though if you cut it off afterwards, it doesn't matter, that's a psul be'etzim. So there, if you want to make it kosher, you're going to have to be magbiyah the schach. So it comes out of fundamental machlokes between Rabbeinu Baruch Miregensburg and the Rihalavan, whether this is good or not. Do we say Tasev Lomenosoy? Or do we say, no, Tasev Lomenosoy is only Sul Bagof Hadar? Yeah. But potentially it's give, it could give shade. You know, if you put something in the way to block out the ability for it to give shade. So it's psul. But maybe that's not psul in the etzem hadomer. Because if that thing wouldn't be there, it would give shade. You see, if you have something that's v'chubu l'karka, or you have something that's what, you know, like that. So that's the essence of a schach, is it's not from the right material. It's not from the right, you know, it's mechubal karka. But here it's a pristine sukkah. It's just that it's enveloped in a house, so maybe that's not tasav luminosu. And Rabbeinu Baruch from Regensburg disagrees. He says, you're svar. But then, yesterday, we saw a very interesting thing. We saw in the Sefer HaMichtam from the Sefer HaShlomo. And he said, no, that the reason why it's good, in other words, he thinks it's also good, but not for the same reason as the Rihalavan. But he says on page 21, Kosov Harab Ashlama, Chol Hanach Mioton, Bain de Itzdabab, Bain Betev of Offer, Apple Pisha Enos Osa Shum Maisa Acher, came Bitzchach Shera. Third line, Hacher came in the Osa Maisa Lahachshah Tzchach, Shuv Embos Shum Tasiv Lomenos. So he says, no. He says, the reason why it's good. Different from the real love. The real love one says it's good because why? Because the psul was a davin bachutz. So the asiya be'etzim was a good asiya. Even though it's really psul, but that's something external that's getting in the way. He says a different word. He says no. That since the psul is an external psul, when you take off the roof, that's called a maisa. It's not a maisa in the schach itself. It's a maisa, external maisa, but since the psul is external, the maisa could be external. Whereas the reason for the is not because an external thing is not a problem of tasav lomenosoy. It is a problem. But you're rectifying it. You're not doing a maisa, but you're doing a maisa in the gag. But that's not a maisa in the schach. But you don't need a maisa in the schach. Because since the psul is mibachutz, the maisa can be bachutz. See, when the schach itself intrinsically is posel, and it's mechubar, so now you want to rectify it, so you have to pick it up. You have to do it, because then the psul was in the guf haschach, so the mice has to be in the guf haschach. That's a whole new pshat. You know, in the end of the day, he's agreeing that it's kosher when you remove the, but for a totally different svara. The first svara is because tasav lomenosoy is only if the asiya was no good originally, because something was wrong intrinsically in the schach, then you can't just have it undone l'mafreya, right? But since there, in the sukkah, everything was kadasu kadin. It's just that it happens to be a house here that's enveloping it. So you just remove that. But the psul is external, so that's not a problem with tasav. Not that the pshat, when you take off the house, you take off the roof, that's an asiya. No. It's that you don't need it. You have an asiya. So let me ask you a question. And this is like a fascinating idea. That the, I think the Magen Avraham is the maybe the first one to say this idea. In the Masifta Gemara, in the Aliva de Hilchas apart, they point this out in the Penine Halacha. Fascinating idea. What is there any nafkamina if you say like the Rihalovan or you say like the Mechtam, the Ashlama? Because in the end of the day, you're going to have to remove the ceiling. And if you remove the ceiling, it's okay. Oh, so he says like this. What if the roof would fall out off on its own? So you had a hurricane and the roof fell off on its own. That's very good. So according to the Rihalavan, that's okay. So you don't need an asir. You just, in the end of the day, you have to make sure that the roof is not there when you're sitting in the sukkah. But if you hold like what? The hashlama, that you need an asir and the removal of the what? The schach is the asiyah, so then you need asiyah. So if the wind blew off the roof, so to speak, that wouldn't be an asiyah. That's a good nafkamina. Excellent. Excellent. Very good. Very good. But the poskim don't speak about that. Again, maybe that was too uncommon that the roof was going to just blow away. What?
It was like a part on top of the wall.
That's
the same idea
as the little wall in the front. Yeah, so. Well, that's the whole sugya. Okay, one second. Okay. So the poskim give a different, as the Masechta Gemara points out, the poskim give a different nafkamina. So let me ask you the following question. Okay? You ready for this one? This is a fascinating question. I'm going to give you two scenarios, and I want you to tell me which do you think is more chomer, okay? Or which is more kal? Scenario number one is you built a sukkah in a house, a real house, before sukkahs, and then you actually removed the roof, like you took the bricks out, you removed the roof. Okay? And now everything is good. That's one scenario. Another scenario is, you ever see those stores, storefronts? A lot of barbershops used to have this. They had the awning in front of the barbershop and you have a crank that would, bring in the awning, bring out the awning. You've seen that in front of storefronts. They have a crank that you run around and then when it comes out. Right. So say you built a sukkah underneath an awning that was, the awning was out. You built it while the awning was out. And then, before sukkahs, you crank it back. Is that the same as the case of the house case, or is that more kal, more chomer? How would you evaluate these two cases? That's my question to you. Or is it the same? If I give you multiple choice. It's more chomer, more kal, or the same. Those are the three choices. So I want to hear, think about it. You hear my question. Because you built the sukkah when the warning was out. So basically you had a ceiling, so to speak, when you built it. And then you cranked it and you brought it back to have your sukkah ready for sukkahs. Is that the same? Would that be the same machloikas as the roof case, or would it be different or not? That's the question. Yeah.
The roof is Right.
You're saying the derrick is to open and close.
It's expected to, that someone's going to come.
So therefore it's more column or column?
Therefore it's more column.
More column.
Yeah.
In other words, what he's saying is that just like the poskim say that on Shabbos you can open a folding chair on Shabbos. No one's going to say it's binyan. Like, can I take folding chairs? And because it's omer l'kach, right? You can take a chair, you know, like these chairs, these blue chairs here, they're folding chairs, right? So no one's going to say on a Shabbos you can't, a new chumrah, you can only sit in the black chairs, but these blue chairs that you have to open and close, you can't use on Shabbos because that's boring. No, no one says that. Why? Because it's omer l'kach. So Harav Jablani wants to say that what? That this awning is only the cock, so maybe therefore it's more calm. You know what you say, Jay?
The chair is
going to
be
what?
The
chairs are more because it's omer l'kach. I mean, sometimes the sheet is the whole yesh binyan v'stira
kelim.
What? But and the different discussions of what's, you know, binyan gomer, not binyan gomer, l'gavi binyan v'stira kelim. So, but either way, it's omer l'kach for a folding table. So that's what you're saying. So therefore you think it's more calm. And therefore even the man the Omar, maybe the holes that's puzzled by the house that you have to be menaneya, maybe this is better. What do you want to say? Again, you have to say either more chomer, more calm, or the same. Those are the three choices. Unless you have a fourth possibility, which but first tell me, what are you saying? Kal, chomer, or say? And then you can give me your explanation. But first, write in your vote. Write in your vote. Check the box. Vote for the president. Thing? Say it. Don't be afraid. More what? More. Like a rav, a chacham. Yeah? The more calm, because, like what he said.
Yeah, no, but I would say that because maybe the rabbi could be considered a puzzle stop.
But it's not, the mice is not mixed in. It's an awning that's on top. Whatever shear you want it to be. They don't have it in here in the Heights, the stores, over here at least, in Amsterdam Avenue. They're the cranks, the good old cranks. It's not so popular. When I was growing up, like the barbershops, you know, they had the cranks, you know. They have it in the backyards? In Teaneck, in Bergenfield, not in Washington Heights. Wait, Nimrod, what did you want to say? Hold on. Hold back. Hold from Eretz Yisrael. Hold back like three. You tell me. And therefore, you would say what? So you think it's the same? Matt, what do you
think? putting it out for the court, but it's doing nothing. Whereas if you remove a roof from a burning building, oh. That's going to seal the whole day.
Oh.
That's
so Matt is saying is a new svara. He's saying faket. And we'll see, the Mogen Avraham says his svara. Coming to the Mogen Avraham, the Dorlei HaPoskim, Klal Yisrael from the generations. One second. So he wants to say like this. Maybe if you take out a roof, that's an asiya, because your mom is removing the roof. But if you're just pushing back and forth, you didn't take it away, it's still there. So maybe that's not enough of an asiya. But, one second. But, you see, if you hold, this is how they explain in the Masifta Gemara, that if you hold that you don't need an asiya, like the Rihalavan, so then you don't need an asiya. It's okay, then it's all the same. But if you hold you do need an asiya, so then the Magen Avraham says the Chiddush, that maybe we could be mechalek between take a total removal of something, which is a real asiya, in contrast to just pushing back and forth, because lemaisa, even when you crank it, it's still there. You can bring it back. So maybe that's not an asiya. Well, you uncovered it, right?
Yeah.
But maybe, in other words, the gabe this to be an asiya, you need a removal. Here, in other words, the point that the sukkah now is uncovered, that's not the point, because of course it's uncovered. But the question is that good enough now to say that it's not tasav olam also that I did a new asiya? So, and here we're doing an asiya not in the schach, we're doing asiya. No bar externally, and we want it to count as an asiya in the schach. Maybe that's if something is what is a fuller asiya.
You're accomplishing the same thing, but you
no.
Take off the roof.
No, that's the point I'm trying to explain. You know, that it's not from the perspective of being megala the schach. It's the same thing, but that's not when we're concerned. Of course, you have to be megala the schach. If you don't megala the schach, there's nothing to talk about. But you need an asiya! You need an asiya!
The you're it back.
But maybe that's a shracha asiya.
How do you draw the line?
When something is gone. When it's gone, das heißt an asiya. When it's not gone, it's nicht an asiya. But no, it's here.
But it's folded up. It's
so what?
Against the building.
But give me a second, I'll crank it right back. In other words, the part that I want to explain to you is, of course, it goes without saying you have to be megala the schach, but that's not what we need here. Of course you need the megala the schach, but you need an asiya. So could that count as asiya? So the Magen Avraham's Chiddush, we'll see inside, is that maybe only if it's a permanent asiya that will count. But if it's just a quasi asiya that you just pushed it back and then you can just easily push it forward, maybe that's not. Yeah. But if you hold, that's what the Panina Hilchos of the Masechta Gemara says. But if you hold, like the Rihalavan, that you don't need an asiya. The reason why it's good is because it's what? It's bachutz. So then it's all the same. But this is, so it's very ironic. Let me just say my piece, and then we'll show it inside and I'll hear. But it's very ironic that you would think that you built something in a house, that's like the ultimate, and then that is okay in the end. In contrast to you build it under this movable awning, and that's possible even if you un-awning it. De-awnified. Is that a new word? I made a new word up. De-awnified. let me show it to you inside, so you can see it inside, and then you can be mefalpel with me. But I want to show you what the Gedoy Le'achron, and Matt Lavi, he was mechal into this. Nimrod started us off. Well, Nimrod always starts us off. That's his son. One second. Here, look at the Magen Avraham. Look at the Magen Avraham. First, you got to look at the Magen Avraham on page 7, and then we'll have to look in the Alter Rebbe, because he also says this, the Alter Rebbe, and then you could give your critique or your. You have to know when the Alter Rebbe says something, you gotta listen. Okay, so the Magen Avraham says. Yeah, you see Zion, page 27, the bracket by Siv Cotton Zion, page 27. Okay, Mutalatsos, Bach Kosheish Lahachmer, Salak Agag, okay. So that's the Bach says, you gotta be machmir always to take in the awning. Lo domi lo sa sukkah tachas agag. Whoever's near, yep. Bishlama sukkah tachas agag. Shemaser agag kakavi maise. Agag acham lo nikshar. Next line, mashenkin kansha poseich will mitvi maise. Here he's just opening it. But he's not removing. He's not removing. And the Alter Rebbe always says things clearly. So let's see in the Alter Rebbe on page 31. Look in the Sif Yud Ches on page 31. In the Alter Rebbe, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Aval. You see Aval? Aval. In lo osa maise hechsher bedover aposlo. Whereas if you didn't do a maise hechsher with the thing itself, you weren't menanea. Kigon shelo heise. Whereas, say you didn't, it was like the case I give you when you press the button and the retractable roof. So he didn't remove it. Kilo hisir as hagag legamrei mimokum kviuso. Also osoki ein delas. He made it like a door that you can open and close. Right? But it's still there. So now you opened it, but then you can close it. The same thing. You can put on the awning, turn on. You can press the button, retract, back and forth, back and forth. Also ein delas leftoch liskor be'es hageshem. Right? You have this retractable, awning. Page 32, top. Kaven shlo hisiru misham legamrei. Ain't the Maisa Gomer. Ulfikach ain't a moil hachsher as a 18 in a sharm. Below us a sukkish and ifsula, machamosa. So therefore, that's not called a Maisa. Because it could go right back. Just crank it again. Or press the button again. So that's lacking in the Maisa. So the irony is that in the case of when you built the sukkah under the awning that was protruding at the time that you built it, so So these poems, the Magen Avraham wants to say, the Bach, whatever, that's possible. Of sure when the warning is on. And even when you retract it, it's tasavolo mina arsoi. But this is all, like the Sifta Gemara points out, this is all within the Hashlama Svara, that you need a Maisa. If you hold like the other Svara, like the Rihalavan, that it's mutter because it's Mibachutz, that you don't need a Maisa, then this. So these poskim want to be machmir, that the reason why it's good, there was the three sheepness. Either it's no good, right, Baruch Randisberg, or it's good because it's Mibachutz, or it's the third sheep is, like the Masif the Gemara points out, it's good because ultimately you did a Maisa. So within that sheet that you did a Maisa, he's Machalik, the post of Magen Avraham and the Alter Rebbe, a Machalik between a definite Maisa, gone, complete. If you want to put it back, it's going to take a whole, like I saw in the library, how they got rid of all those bricks. You were here in the summer, you saw the bricks. Then they, they never wanted to put the bricks back. But their whole wall now by that table, they put it there.
They had a, they destroyed the bricks and then they had a funnel. And they set the brick down into a truck. The funnel was going from the 5-5th floor to the truck in the street. And then they put all the other bricks in there.
So then the amount of bricks are removable. That's the mitzvah. That's the rule. That's an asiyah. And you can't just bring, even if they want to bring back the bricks, it would be a whole, they weren't interested in bringing back the bricks. They wanted the modern look of the, the metal things, whatever it is. Okay, that's a different discussion. But there's a lot of empty space. You can have a frisbee catch in the side. So that's his work. So the irony is that if you make a sukkah underneath the protruding thing, that's more chomer than making it in a house and then removing the roof. If you have a retractable rooftop, that's like the awning, because that goes back and forth. You just press a button this way, press a button that way. So it's a shocking idea, but if you think about it from the perspective like Matt was saying, it's you can but first I want you to hear the svar. That's Beguf Haska. That works even for Mechuber. Because when you do the Maisa to the Skach itself, that's the best Maisa. Once you're doing an external thing, so we allow it, the Hashlama says, because the whole Psul is external. So we allow external Maisa. But what the poskim is saying is, but for an external maisa to really count, ilu you're doing a maisa with schach, the external maisa has to be something of significance. And if you just crank it back, well, you can crank it forward. So that maisa is a shvach external maisa, and a shvach external maisa. That's what the Magen Avraham is mekadesh. And the Alter Rebbe, what the Alter Rebbe does is he takes all the Shulchan Aruch and Magen Avraham, he writes it with one flowing. You see, the Magen Avraham is a kasha, you don't get the whole. He writes it in a nice flowing, lushan. Oh, so that is the famous kasha, the tshuva of who? The Noda Behuda. Now, the Yehuda says, why can't you use an umbrella on Shabbos? It should be okay. Yeah, it should be okay. So he says, you're right, maybe it's just moved to the call. He's not so... It's not so pushy.
Well...
So they're saying umbrella is it may be moved to the hall. But the Dodo Behuda was bothered by your kasha. What's so bad about the umbrella? The umbrella opens and closes. Just like one could say a new umbrella.
Are you allowed to open the door on Shabbos?
Because when I close it, so now it's a binyan. So see, it's all made to the pockets. So that's not a rasiya. It's not a binyan. You say you have a precedent for this concept. It's in its place. So it goes back and forth. So no one's going to say, like the Ramah writes in his famous Truva. What's his famous Truva? The Ramah's famous Truva. Ramah was the one who was mako to use the Gottesman library books on Shabbos. That's Rabbi Yagin pointed out. There was his own midlakach, so says even though they have the stamp on the side, Mendel Gottesman library. So the Ramah says it's mutter. The Ramah says. And the Lush says he thinks Yechayev Kapas. So my sheet is that I'm marketing because I just feel like, I can't imagine myself learning on Shabbos, but maybe at the same time I'm being Michal Shabbos. I can't, like, okay, even though the Ramah said it's mutter, but it's just, like, counterintuitive that I should be doing something that, according to certain sheets, is still Shabbos all right. So that's why I don't use the library books on Shabbos. Rabbi Yagid said he told us that they shouldn't do it. And they're Muslims. Okay, I guess whatever the cheshbon is, it's probably, you know, when you stamp it there, it's more noticeable that it's a library. You know, whatever the cheshbon is. The Lavush. The Lavush says, Roshani, that you have a chakras. Ramah says he thinks it's mutter because it's omer l'kach. So it's omer l'kach to open and close. And even though, so it's omer l'kach to say Mendel Gottesman Library, not say Mendel Gottesman Library. It's already in place. Mendel Gottesman Library is in place. Close up there.
Are we, you just want it to be Lagamre, or does it need to be like a big tier for both?
Yeah, it's in its place.
But here, let's say that like in the shul, they did all the panel, they unlock it and they fold it, and it's still there, but they take three guys to go and do it. Is it about the kirko, or does it have to be mamish come off the roof and put it down, like the gamre off?
The gamre. The sirim misham the gamre.
Because you could have, then also you could have like a thing that's very easy to pick on and off that was there. That could be done the gamre. It takes 2 seconds to take a very light material. That would be like a thing. That would be made there. It would be very easy to move on and off.
Wow.
But then you have the tarp thing that's not like crank, well, it's removable. Just like it's attached on top, and you can take it down and take it down. It's easy to take down and put it back up. So would that awning be mutter? Because you're moving it down there and off the
roof. I don't know. It's hard to define 100%.
If the awning is closed, do you allow it to also get it?
If the awning is closed, he says, well, that's the din. You mean it's closed? Yeah. Then you. Oh, so that's what the Alter Rebbe says. 1 second. The Alter Rebbe, in your tests, look at the Alter Rebbe in your tests, page 32. Lamedva murmurim shesicheches asuka kodem shepasach hasadelis. the gav. Or if you lachas shaposach al b'shas asicha, I said del skura. So mahalas al sukha. Came shasias al sukha b'sul, shuv eidu moela, mashachak al posach as adels. Came shu also maisa b'guf asukha. Or in b'shas asicha, I said del sukha. In other words, the whole problem is if you built the sukha when the awning was protruding already. But if you built the sukkah when the awning was not protruding, and now you have your sukkah, so b'shas maisa was good. Now you're going to crank it for the rain. So no one says when you uncrank it, that's tassav l'morosoy, because when maisa b'shas asiyah is b'kashus. The only discussion is if b'shas the asiyah, the awning was out, and you built underneath the awning, then the Magen Avraham wants to say that it would be. It, not only it's possible, but you can't rectify it unless you mamish pick up the
paper.
Yeah. What do you say, Jesse?
A tree.
A lot of problems with trees. Well, you're from Brooklyn, so there's less problems. In Brooklyn, it's not the same as suburbia. Yeah. Yeah. So, what do you say, Jesse? That if you take a
tree, branches.
So you built it. When did you build the sukkah? You mean the right? So,
let's say you build it under the tree and then you tie the branches so that they're not on top.
Well, very simple. You. No, so that maybe the difference is like this. You built it under the tree, so if you hire one of these guys to go up with the picker, cherry pickers, and so that's an asiya, because he's removing it lagamre. But maybe if you just tie it up, so then you can just untie it and it'll come back. So then, according to the Rihalava, that's okay, because once you tie it up, so you removed it temporarily, that's good. The only question is that tassav l'morosoy? The two shayles you have to get. There was a vada, you have to get rid of it from hovering over the schach. But maybe that's not good enough, because there's still another din of tassav l'morosoy. So if you tie it up, I think that would be like the case that you didn't remove it. So if you hire the cherry picker guy, so even though you built a sukkah, and the zman that you built it was under mamish a schach that was tilosa meruba mechamasa. So I guess everyone except Rabbeinu Baruch Mi Regensburg, Rabbeinu Baruch Mi Regensburg would still say it's possible. You always have to remember this Baruch Mi Regensburg there, but. Like Rabbi Belzon said, Pashas, we don't pasuk like that. Let's look at Shulchan Aruch. Where's the Shulchan Aruch? Yeah. So the Ramah says, page 27, Gimel. I don't know if we'll do the Machaber now, but let's look at the Ramah. Mutar lasos hasukah tachas hagagos hasuyus leftoach. Luskor. So he says you can build the sukkah underneath the awning. Mutar sagar v'negashon lachzul poskom. And then the Magen Avraham says that the Bach says you shouldn't do it. The Bach says you shouldn't do it. Look in the Bach on page 24. So we'll get that, but that's his. He says you should yesh lahach mihak. Look like yesh lahach mihak. Two lines from the where they get wide at 24. Last word of line. First word of hatsarif. Hilchak yesh lahachmir. But the Mariel on page 26 says he says I'll also top line. He says here, on page 25, Amar Rav Ika, Bishnei Mariel Misegel, Shamati Shadarish Maram Blumen, Al Osam Sukkah Shinasa Gagayim Kol Ashonik Mitzrif, and Chag Masalkin Agag with Stadim, Sakim Shom HaSukkah, because they have like an awning, and then during Sukkah they move the awning in. As also the Sakhah HaSukkah Gim the Silkas Agag at Srif Mitkila. You have to remove the awning. The Psichah HaSukkah Bishon, and Chag Hasikha Sagag, Havim Mina Osay. The risk of a plea of Einai, Maril Segel, the Omer Halom Sefer Ozarua, says Sichich Babayis, it's okay. So what's the difference? So that's what the Mogen Avraham says. No, but Sichich Babayis is more of an Asiyah. Well, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. It's interesting. What the Ramah says on page 29, Mutar Lasas Sukkah Tachas Agagas Asuyuz Luftoch. Ramah writes the Feirish, you can make a sukkah underneath an awning. And then just make sure that. Say you want to, following scenario, say you're building your sukkah before sukkah, and it's a rainy day. So you don't want to be rained on when you're building your sukkah. So you put out the awning, and then you build the sukkah underneath the awning. And then, before sukkah, you'll pull the awning back. So the Ramah says that's okay. And Mishnah Berurah quotes, but a lot of Achronim disagree. Ritzon of Omar Afilu Beod Yishen Skuras Lom Nukle Tasa Ben Osoy Tadad Adas Abach Lachmir Bezeh Chayin Hiske Memogen Avrovi Eloi Rabo Shar Achronim. And Lachmir Bezeh means that even though later on you're going to crank it and bring it back, it's still going to be possible Mishnah Tasa Ben Omar Osoy. But again, if you hold like, but this chumrah, you see, it could be like Rabbi Belzum was saying, the Ramah is working with the Rihalovan. So if you work with the Rihalovan, everything is good. Because anything external, so is not Tassav Oven Osay. You don't need it, it's not pshat that when you remove it, that's an Asiyah. But we have this Sefer HaShlama. And it's interesting. Because Sefer HaShlom is not from the main, like Harari was saying, it's not from the main Rishonim we normally quote. But you see that all these Achronim, the Bach and the Magen Avraham and the Arabah, are all working with that sphere. That that's not called an Asiyah. But you see, if you just learn the Mishnah Berurah, you won't understand this whole thing. As I say, he says it's good, he says it's not good. But you won't understand the tiefkeit of what's being said. You understand, if you go through the whole process like we just did, now you can understand. They're arguing within the Hashlamas vort and whether this is called an Asiyah. But if you don't like the real Halavan's vort, then it's Zohar Machutz. So that's, you don't need to have seven Asiyah. Ultimately, you just need to remove the thing, but not because the asiyah you did. That was an asiyah. And that's the real one. The real one says you build a sukkah in a house, and then somehow you remove the ceiling, you press the button, whatever. It's okay. In other words, you had the whole mat rolled up, and then
rolled it out. But it had something that you could just bring all back. Like it's something that you just kind of hold back. So it's not about talking about us doing, but is it a problem that you don't have a good idea to stop? So essentially, it would be just rolled back.
No, no, because over there there was no roof on top of it. So
no, I know it's not talking about us doing. Right. I'm saying, but the premise of it that happened to us doing.
No, because the borough was over there, you made it the psul. You made it inside the house under the awning.
No,
so now.
But I'm saying, but the concept that something that is limited to be pulled back, not.
I think he's.
It's not a seer anywhere.
No. No, I'll tell you the difference. Because here you're dealing with the guf haschach itself. So if you're dealing with the guf haschach itself.
It's not a seer, you didn't make the stop, you just put the stop down.
No, but I think he's saying that's a call good enough, even though you can pull it back. He's only saying legabe if you're doing something mibachutz, because mibachutz is more remote from the schach. And when I deal with the schach itself, so I put this here, I can take the bamboos off in a second. Okay, so that's a tirka, but I can press a button saying they'll all come back to me or whatever it is. But in other words, when you're dealing with the schach itself. So then that asiyah is a good asiyah. But if you were dealing with something that's external to the schach, and we want that to count as an asiyah for the schach, to that, these achronim are saying that since it's easily retractable, then that doesn't count. But when I'm dealing with the schach itself, so that's called an asiyah, because I dealt with the schach itself. This quasi-asiyah is only considered an asiyah if I did something that's irreversible at all. But when I dealt with the thing itself, so even though I theoretically could go to the other side and roll it back, give it a push, and it'll roll back to the beginning, I think Kuliyama would say that would still be okay, provided that you don't have an issue that the schach is not all made baruch mitzuya, some of that type of issue. You have to do an asiyah. So the real asiyah is usually, menaneya. Yeah. So here we. I mean, either way, it's clear that you're doing it with the schach, right?
But the crane is not. The crane you do
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it's still mibachutz, and it's still easily, you just crank it back. So these posts would be mafkah. So the Ramah is mekel, but the Bach and the Magen Avraham and the Elyon Rabbah say that you made the sukkah underneath a retractable roof, even though later on you're going to press the button and open it up, it's still no good. possible Lomonosov. Because you know, if you hold like the real Lomonosov, it's not a problem. Because there's no possible Lomonosov because the psul is Riva Chut. But if you hold like the Ashlama, then you need an Asiya, so that's what they're being Mechadish. That an Asiya that's external has to be an Asiya Lagamra. Well, once the sukkah is kosher, but if you built the sukkah when the awning was back, and then you built it, good, and then
you want to cover it with rain,
then there's no problem. Even according to the machmirim. So like the machmirim, only if the shasta siya, it was covered.
No,
right, everyone agrees that that's not going to pass in the sukkah. Okay, there's one more nekuda we'll see tomorrow about this. So tomorrow, I guess around 9:30-ish, we'll see how we'll go to a class or we'll be here, whatever. However, we'll figure it out. So around 9:30 till 9, like 10 to 5 to 10, and then we'll do chumash, and then we can come. Those that are interested in the shiur and kola, Yom Kippur, you can go to the other building for the shiur and kola. Okay, but this is a very fascinating idea. As Master Chavim, in the words of the Mogen Avraham, the Bach. But you see, if you just read the Mishnah Berurah here and you don't understand the whole background, then you don't understand, get the whole geschmack of what's going on. That's why when people learn halacha, and they just learn the secondary sources, and so they don't get the full understanding. If you get the full experience, they don't get the full understanding. You only get the full understanding is if you have the whole and that's why people can make mistakes if they don't have the full understanding. But if you have to see step by step by step from the beginning through all those different steps, like you know, Hagos Ashrit or Zeruah, the two Shitas, the Hashlama, the Bach, and we'll get step by step till you see the whole picture. Okay, we'll dive into it in a couple of minutes.